Welcome to another edition of the Dementia Care Partner Talk Show. Now, here's dementia care expert Tipa Snow and your host, Greg Phelps.
Hello, and welcome to Tipa Snow's Dementia Care Partners podcast. I'm your host, Greg Phelps, and joining me as usual is Tipa Snow. And Tipa, between the two of us, we've covered lots of topics, but I'm going to throw one at you that might even surprise you. The headline was, Picking Your Nose Linked to Alzheimer's, or at least that's according to News Nation. If nothing else, wash your hands thoroughly. Also, speaking multiple languages may shield elderly from dementia. I kind of think it might be kind of late to try and learn a second language. So, you know, what do you do when you see headlines like this? We want something. We want a fix.
We do want the fix. I mean, it's amazing. It's like, so if you stop doing this, this won't happen. I can guarantee you. So if you drink 8 glasses of water a day, I guarantee you, you'll never get a UTI. Is that true, Greg?
I don't know about a guarantee, but it might be. You spend a lot of time in the washroom.
So it might reduce your risk. So if you have an orifice that gathers a lot of crap when you breathe in, when you breathe out, when you breathe in, when you breathe out, and it captures it in what we call, I'll be subtle about it, snot, and it dries, and then you start picking that out with your finger, and then you put it in your mouth, you're putting it into your system. Well, why do you think it got caught in the snot?
It probably didn't belong in there in the first place. Yeah.
Right. Oh, so your system was trying to keep it out. And then you turn around and go, never mind, I'll get it in anyhow. So, I mean, it's just like you sort of go, okay, well, that makes sense. So if you maybe don't want to be doing the thing because there's a reason not to do the thing, and then you keep doing it, well, maybe that's not good for you. It's like, I agree with that. So if it's not good for you, it's probably not good for your brain. It's like, okay, but I'm not sure I need an article on it or a research study. It's just an interesting thing. Now, your second one, what was the second one again? I'm trying to remember.
That was the multiple languages. You're going to take up Greek, and you're going to take up Italian and French and Japanese. Yeah. Oh, no, we decided you need the Japanese.
I need the Japanese. Well, you know what? I'm actually thinking maybe people should learn to speak dementia.
Oh, there you go.
Now, there's a second language for you. Maybe we should learn to speak the language of another human being and pay attention to, or maybe not even dementia, but we just need to learn languages of, you know, why are people doing what they're doing? And what does that mean for me? And how could I use what I figure out to support somebody and encourage myself and take a break when I need to? You know, for me, it's like, yeah, second language. But what we're really talking about is how do we learn to communicate? How do we build new synapses? And we do know that continuing to build new synapses is actually good for anybody's brain. And using synapses that we've got that are great synapses, we should keep using them. You know, we shouldn't quit using them. But if you're a bad habit, I don't know you should continue that. So it would, to me, depend, Greg. Now, if you said you have to learn a new language, and if you don't, I'm not going to take you on a trip. Now what happens?
Well, that's anxiety inducing. And I really learn well in anxious situations. My brain just shuts down.
Oh, well, see, that's not so good for you. So, I mean, if you love learning languages and just being social is fine, then if we just learned how to say hello in 5 languages and I said, okay, now we're going to try Japanese, and you would do the Japanese and we'd show it, and then that, to me, that's health promotion. And anything that's healthy promotion with brain function, sure. I don't know that it's going to keep anything from happening. That's what always worries me about these things. People tend to think in always or never or big or little terms. And it's like, well, healthy habits are healthy habits. Brain use is brain use, and brain development is brain development. I mean, pick what you like, but maybe you should pick something that you enjoy. So you're more likely to sustain it rather than use it a little bit and then drop back to old habits, or pick a habit that you've had for a long time and have somebody harp on you. Oh, Greg, are you picking your nose again? No. That'll cause your dementia, you know? It's like, well, I think we know it occurs, but I don't know whether it's the cause.
So in spite of that story that we were just talking about, several people, I have observed this personally, from European countries were the ones that I had observed, who had come here, learned English, and had reverted back to their native tongue, which is sort of opposite of what we were just talking about.
Well, here's the thing about native language or original language. Apparently, you know, there has been a study, several actually, looking at native language having a special space in your brain. And it only native language, your first language, has that space. And so children who have bilingual parents actually have two locations. And so they actually highlight as two birth languages. But people who learn a second language later don't have it in the home base. And so that home base language is the language of primitive function. And so when things start to fall apart in the thinking brain, then there's still the primitive language brain, which the younger you learn a language, the more and the longer you tend to hang on to it, even when you have cognitive change. And certain words will be your words. And so it's interesting, you know, it's sometimes situational memory will trigger with certain words, certain situations. So, you know, ciao with a hand motion backwards could be the Italian version.
So here's an idea. And you do this and you don't necessarily take a lot of credit for it. You speak dementia. Because you talk to somebody and you're instantly into assessment mode and you're matching, you're meeting them where they are because they're not going to come to where you are. So you're not talking fast like a little chipmunk making those annoying noises. You're trying to match the person.
Yeah. And so what I'm trying to figure out is for them in that moment, what is their mother tongue? You know, that voice that they have in that moment, what's left, what's available to them. And if I support them there, I frequently have people raise up their value in language as we're communicating and they feel effective. If you don't feel effective in your language, you're not, you know, like it's, you either get loud or you shut up or you quit because it's like, I don't know what to do. It doesn't seem to be working versus, wow, it's working. I want to do more of it. And that energizing by virtue of being present is, I think, underrated. So learning to speak in the rhythm, in the pattern of the person that I'm with can really shift. And then if I want the energy to go downward, I can do a gradual shift and they'll follow me. Or I can bring the energy up gradually and they'll follow me because we're speaking the same language. But I start off where they are. You're right.
You also are very good at observing people as you're making an approach to them. So your assessment starts long before you open your mouth. You're really sort of in tune with that. We'll do another program on that someday. But Tipa, in the meantime, thank you very much.
Thank you, Craig.
You've been listening to the Dementia Care Partners podcast. For more information on today's topic or any other questions, visit tipasnow.com.
Hi, I'm Tipa Snow. And you just found our YouTube channel and watched one of our videos. I'm the owner and founder of Positive Approach to Care. Thanks for watching. And if you liked, if you have a comment about, or you would, please share it with people you know. Oh, and if you haven't yet done it, consider subscribing. We'll let you know when the next new video comes out. And you might want to visit our website, www.tipasnow.com, where you'll find other resources as well. See you there.